Okay. Item 14, opportunities for coming clean in 2013. This year, we're going to publish a redo of our coming clean article. We have both a coming clean article up on the website and an audio seminar, which you can find at the subscribers resource page on coming clean that we did in 2005. But we'll be doing regular reports each month on the coming clean theme. Really in response to requests from subscribers, we'll do next month with Laura Thompson. Dr. Laura Thompson, John Rappaport's wife, nutritionist from the Southern California Institute of Nutrition on detoxing. It's going to be a survey overview of all the different methods to detox. If you want to understand the power of what's possible, you want to get younger by 20 years. Again, in Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, you can see the benefit of powerful detoxing, which is what happens when you go through a juicing diet. So I'm going to be preaching about coming clean all year. Let me focus on what is the number one opportunity in the coming clean area in 2013. And believe it or not, I can't believe it. I'm preaching about coming clean. And yes, I'm going to recommend a TV show. Can you believe it? But it is available in DVD form, so you can avoid the commercials. And that's the Masterpiece Theater production, Downton Abbey, the story of a British household. It's sort of a country version of Upstairs, Downstairs. We have the aristocratic family and then the servants downstairs. And what you see over the story, and it's now in its third season, what you see is we have two servants in the group who are really sort of not people of excellent character, and they're always scheming and doing things which are unethical or illegal. And you see the impact of those two people and the way that their unethical behavior really cycles through the whole human ecosystem of both upstairs and downstairs, and how much damage it does. You also see the benefit of having people of good character, both upstairs and downstairs, and the difference they make, and their good behavior as it cycles and circles through the ecosystem. And it's a remarkable picture of a human ecosystem and the extraordinary contribution that people of good character make and the extraordinary damage that a few people of poor character make. And the message of the story is really character matters. Now, what's interesting is when we live in a world with significant amounts of financial resources, particularly if we're in a bubble society and economy, we can, there's enough juice in the system to keep everybody happy and paid off. And you don't begin to understand the importance of character and how character matters the way you do when bad times hit. And debasement wears people down. It wears their resources down. It wears their health down. And that's when they start to snap. And if there are real issues of character, you have problems. And so in this period, we want to be able to shift into a higher mind. We want to be able to use creativity and imagination to deal with the frustrations of the environment in a higher mind. And that's why I want to read to you again the quote that I posted with the update for this wrap-up. And you can't say it to yourself enough. It's very important to do. Engage those among you who are visionary and remove from your life those who offer you depression, despair, and disrespect. So the most important thing in coming clean this year to me is get the people who are trying to kill you out of your life. Get them out of your heart. Get them out of your mind. Get them out of your money. Get them out of your attention, other than watching them to practice predator evasion. And try and engage those people in and around your life that are visionary, irregardless of whether or not you've seen them promoted on the corporate media or whether or not they have tapeworm credentials. You are the best judge of who is credible in your world. And the more we can be our own judge of that, instead of letting our enemies define for us who our heroes are, the more important it is. So you're going to hear a lot more from me this year on Coming Clean. But if I had to tell you your biggest opportunity, I'll say it again. It's a Nikki Giovanni, wonderful poet. Engage those among you who are visionary and remove from your life those who offer you depression, despair, and disrespect. Another way to say it is, I had a wonderful friend who used to say, when in doubt, raise your standards.